I addressed my message to three categories of people. The one is to the government. And to the government, I said it would be important for the government to be sensitive to some of the realities on the ground and try to make some conciliation between the text and the context. And when I talk about text, I'm referring to all the ministerial decisions and orders. These are the rules and regulations regulating the opening of schools, because there are some contexts in this country that would not and do not at all fit the text. The second category of people had to do with what I prefer to call the valid or legalized opposition. They should work with the government to see that there is an enabling environment for schools to reopen, for our children to get back to school. By an enabling environment, I mean a peaceful atmosphere. It is very disturbing for children to be in the classes or in the classrooms, and then you have folks who are wearing and carrying guns around for security. Let every context make it possible, create an enabling environment for the children to go to school, because the children today are the leaders of tomorrow.
Based on what you've just said, it sounds therefore to mean that you don't think the community or the region is ready for the schools to open.
I am not in a position to give an authoritative statement as to whether or not the region is in a position for school to open, because I have not done any inspection on the ground. But overall, I am simply, from my little office as a religious leader, giving an opinion as to what I think and believe about school reopening, since the date is already by the corner. All the schools that are preparing for reopening, I am tempted to believe that they should be ready for that to happen.
Is it possible, therefore, for that environment to be created before schools open on the 4th?
I want to think that if there is the political will and then the cooperation of all the stakeholders, whether they be what I call the valid opposition or the unrecognized opposition, if there is the will, that enabling environment can happen. And that is what I aim for. That is what I pray for, so that children should go back to school. Given that education is a human right that should be enjoyed by everyone who desires to be educated.